Hello.
Hey, Donald, it's Forrest. How are you?
Great, great, Mr. Forrest. How are you?
Good. It was yesterday. Hey, Edna, how are you?
Okay.
Yes, sir, we did.
Okay, so I got your text message with the pictures of the loan payoff. I'm looking at them right now, and what I see on the first page that actually has numbers on it, it says outstanding principal balance just 4480, I think. 4480, let's call it 5-45. So that's what your payoff is. And then it says, you know, the current obviously is the 35333.85. So, I mean, I think we can make that work. I mean, it's going to be, you know, I'm going to have to really, you know, sell my part on it. But I think it's a workable deal. Would it be okay if, you know, we paid all the closing costs and just got the thing paid off for you? And then that way it would be, you know, it would just be completely paid off and just out of your hair with.
That's what we want out of our hair. But did you see the third loan thing? What did that mean?
Which page?
The first page. Yeah, on that one, that mortgage page statement. Well, you see,
okay.
44, then underneath that, they said deferred 27,000.
Deferred balance is, so that's the principal that had to be paid. Deferred balance, escrow balance is negative 1,200. Yeah, so let me just do a Google search. All right, so I can be sure. Deferred balance on a mortgage statement.
Yeah, I want you to get surprised now.
So the definition here is a deferred balance on a mortgage statement refers to a sum of past due mortgage payments that have been moved to the end of the loan term, meaning the borrower doesn't have to pay them immediately, but will need to pay them off when the loan is fully paid off when the house is sold, or if they refinance the mortgage. This amount typically does not accrue interest and is considered a non-interest-bearing balance. So it means the missed mortgage payments have been put on hold and paid later. So that's rolled, in my understanding, it's rolled under, it's part of that $44,000. Your payoff balance is the 44. The stuff you've missed that they put to the end is 24. So it's not like it's 44 plus 24 because it's principal, not the interest and the penalties. So it's just, it's what you haven't paid would have to be added to the, if you were to get right now, then you would be paying for that towards the end. And I believe that 34,000, is that, because that's principal and interest, I believe. Yeah, I'm fairly certain that I'm right with that.
Okay, well that's what you say. Now, like I said, I just brought it up because I didn't want to you're more experienced than we are, but I didn't want you to be moving forward because we're gonna try to get it where y'all can talk because they sent us a paper. It's called short sale.
Who sent you that?
Celine. We informed them that we were trying to sell the house. All right.
Right.
So they suggested us, okay, the best way to do that is a short sale. So we asked them how to go about doing this. So, okay, we're going to send the short sale paperwork.
Okay. But don't sign that. What we're going to do is a straight up purchase agreement, which is easier and quicker than a short sale.
Okay.
And just try to get that done that way. All I need is, you guys have a computer or a smartphone?
Yeah, we got a computer.
Okay. So may I have an email address that Edna can review this document and sign?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
EDAN. Donald 12 at gmail.com.
Yes.
All right, so it's E D A N Donald D O N A L D 12 at gmail.com.
That's it.
Yes, but it's lowercase e.
Lowercase or uppercase is the email addresses don't recognize upper and lowercase.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm going to put this together and send this to you now. And I will just round up to 45,000, and maybe that in case you get any other penalties or anything by the time we close. And I'm going to put on there like a 45-day close period because it's going to be some back and forth with this mortgage company. It might go past the typical 30 days. So I'm going to put 45 days on there and get going. But I will need to get access to the property next week. So if you can get your daughter to get that key from your brother so that they can meet out there sometime next week. And we are calling for snow next week, so it may get delayed till the week after that. Okay.
Hey, look, before I sign anything, though, I want you to talk to her, too, okay?
Sure. What do you want me to talk to her about?
Dina, because her name is also on that paper.
Yeah.
So according to the documentation I have here, there's only one owner, and that's Edna Hagwood. That's from the property.
Good. Okay, but I still want her to hear. So, well, you to talk to her, too, so she'll know. But you right is on me. Right. Good. Okay. Good.
All right, so let me ask you this. Okay, so this document that you're sending her, okay, who's going to deal with Saloon? Y'all or is she going to have to try to deal with them?
No, the title company deals with all this stuff. So how this works is a good question, Donald. So basically, I'm sending you paperwork that is a purchase agreement that just says I agree to purchase the property for this amount of price and this amount of time.
Uh-huh.
And you agree, and Edna agrees to let me do it. Okay. So that's the paperwork. It's relatively simple. It has some terms and some conditions, but that's in its essence is what it says. And then I have 45 days to, you know, close on the deal.
Okay, so what about what the mortgage, Celine? You know, Celine is the mortgage company that's holding the mortgage, right?
Yeah. So then what happens? Once we agree and we have the paperwork approved by both parties, Edna and myself, I send it to the title company. And they will then request a title search. That title search back, and it'll say that Celine has a loan on this property, and then they'll contact Celine for a payoff. And then Celine will give them a payoff amount, which is somewhere around that $45,000 mark. And then we go from there. And then we go to closing.
Oh, you think Celine will agree to that? Don't they agree or not agree?
So in a short sale situation, what happens is a short sale means this. It usually means that, hey, you owe $100,000, but the current property value is $50,000. So you're going to get somebody to purchase it for $50,000, and then the bank has to approve that other $50,000 loss. So you owe more than the property is currently worth and what you can sell it for. And so the bank has to approve that sale for less than what's owed on it. Okay.
That's why it's a short sale.
Right. But we are looking to pay it off entirely, which is, you know, in your best interest, the bank's best interest. It's in everybody's best interest to have the loan paid off in its entirety, because a short sale, there's money owed, right? And so it can be a negative, you know, effect on your credit report.
Right. Oh, okay. So I'm going to ask that question because, like I said, on this when we talked to them and the paperwork that they sent us, okay, about the short sale, what you just said, they would have to approve the sale.
Yes.
And what they was asking for was more than what the property is valued.
Right.
Right.
So you, like I said, you explained it. That's exactly the paperwork they sent them. So what you're saying is that legally she can go around that and just you can purchase it, right? And then and just tear
yeah,
it down.
Edna, you haven't signed any paperwork for a short sale, have you?
No, we just have it. No.
And that's done through a realtor as well. So a realtor listed on the marketplace. And that's the other thing is that they listed on the marketplace, and that shows the bank that, you know, we put it out to everybody, all the potential buyers, and this is the best we could get. And so that's how the banks or the realtors prove that this is the value of the house, because we put it out to the open market and we could only get this. Well, we know you owe this, so, you know, please help us out and let's make the sale happen. That's how a short sale process works. So I'm a realtor. Well, I do know that. I know this stuff. Okay, this is my job.
Yeah, I know that. I know you. I was hoping you were the realtor anyway. But the other thing we were also hoping is that we have dealt with. Like when I Google Celine, they are a residential mortgage company that handles where they say back or now scrapped homeowners. So. So you have you ever dealt with a mortgage company like this? You know how they go with them.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, then maybe your mortgage was sold to, you know, you had a non-performing mortgage that was sold to a company called
Sony. It was, and I think that's that what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's start the paperwork. Edna, you said I need to talk to your daughter, or do you want to start the paperwork now?
Nah, we're going to talk to Dina.
I'm gonna tell Dina to call you. Is that okay?
Yeah, call the number you were texting.
The one you calling on now?
No, well, this one I'm calling on is actually a computer phone.
Oh, no, the one I got the text on.
You texted me the pictures yesterday.
She yeah,
heard
yeah.
That.
Okay.
And what's
her name?
Her name is Dina Reynolds.
Dina
Reynolds. But it used to be Dina Reynolds. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's D-E-E-N-A, Reynolds?
Yeah,
D-E-N-A, one N.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll have her to call you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That would be a blessing.
Thank
you can take that off our hands.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll do everything we can, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, thanks, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, when do you think I should expect her call?
Well, she can try to
probably
call.
In a few minutes.
She can try to
okay.
call her next.
Yeah,
I'll
call her right now.
If you can get her. Yeah.
All right, guys. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.